Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan advances in the Senate with a big bipartisan vote. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill has been slowed down by Republican opposition in the House. In the Senate, Washington Democrat Patty Murray says the U.S. is on the clock.
There is no reason, no excuse for delay, not when bombs are falling on our allies, not when civilians, including kids, are suffering and starving, not when the world is watching to see if America is still united enough to lead.
In Ukraine, desperate troops are rationing or running out of ammunition on the front lines. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says delay has strained the prospects of defeating Russian aggression.
Dithering and hesitation have compounded the challenges we face.
McConnell has made clear stopping Vladimir Putin is important enough for him to stake his political capital. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian missile strike that smashed a television tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second-largest city, as Kharkiv has come under increasingly frequent attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says in his Monday night video address, obviously this is an intimidation to make the terror noticeable to the whole city, adding that work is underway to restore the signal. Ukraine's president called the strike an attempt to limit the city in terms of communication and access to information. He then reiterated the urgent need for air defense, naming four priorities in military aid: protection of the sky, modern artillery, long-range capability, and ensuring that the American support packages arrive as quickly as possible. I'm Charles Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This